Hello, I'm Darren Burton and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. And with me today is Eddie Briffer from Council's Community Development and Facilities Department. Now, Eddie looks after the Skills Formation Strategy, which is targeted at the aged care sector. So, Eddie, can you tell me a little bit about the strategy?
A strategy, I suppose the hard part to work out is that a Skills Formation Strategy exists for a number of reasons. And mainly that's to address some of the challenges that it might apply to certain industries. If you can imagine that there are many industries which collectively the state government and local government are concerned with in the way that they develop, how they're progressing now, but how are those areas to progress in the future given that population expands or we've got changes in workplace, I suppose, the way that the workplace is developing. So a strategy like this one aimed at the aged care industry is about developing ways for the aged care sector to move forward and also to plan for changes.
Okay, and that being the case, obviously, what has happened then since the strategy first began?
The strategy came about, as I said, from a state government level, and a forum existed, and a forum was the way that the project began. That was in late 2008. Now, the strategy was in its infancy at that stage, and a forum was an ideal venue or an ideal brainchild for the strategy to take off. That came about by bringing people together. And when we say bringing people together, we brought the sector together. There was an expression of interest, or I suppose that's a phrase that you hear often, but if we look at a room full of people that are involved in aged care, be that facility managers or be that training organisations, those interested in the sector and those within the sector that could come together and hear about a plan for the future.
And who's set to benefit most from the project?
Those involved predominantly are the managers of the aged care facilities. And that's there for a very good reason, that they're the people that have the hands-on knowledge. They're from a background of aged care. They're now in a position of authority. They're now in a position of dealing with financial decisions for that facility they manage and again, towards shaping the future. And there's a lot of key players within the industry that are themselves been a part of that. And that's the information I spoke about extracting that information and their knowledge and helping to plan for any challenges they may face now, but also to plan so that the industry survives and prospers for the future. We also look at the training organisations. What are we doing at a local level for the training providers, or what are the training providers looking at now so that there are young people or people considering a career in aged care that may have had a different career, they're looking for a change, they've got some skills that they think they can apply to a sector like the aged care industry. So those training providers need to know about how the strategy exists and how it can develop to plan for the future, for their needs, for their clients as well. The key is the planning for the future. I've referred to that a few times, and it is so essential that a strategy is about looking at what the industry is doing now so that the plans and the input that they can provide has a difference for the future. Many people may be listening and say, well, I know someone who's cut out for that industry. They're there, they're ready at it now. But what is happening now may be different in 5 or 10 years' time. So the industry needs to be aware of where it's moving, along with state government and also local government and the local training providers and the organisations. It's all about addressing some of the challenges. So you also asked about the benefits to the project. That has to be for the aged care providers themselves. That's number one. It's about themselves being able to prosper, not just now, but in the future. As well, we look at those people that may be in a position of going into an aged care facility, whether it be out of need or whether it be because the facilities offer so much to extend their quality of life. It's important that decisions are made now for that to continue, and it's a big one as well.
Well, by the sounds of it, obviously the foundations have been laid there. If someone wants to find out some more information, what should they do?
Yeah, that's a good point, because there is ways that we can explain how the strategy works and details that we can provide. And we can certainly bring people up to date from an aged care point of view in terms of how the aged care providers are making this strategy as successful as it is. A specific website for this project is undergoing a little bit of a review at the moment, so we hope to have that up and running shortly. But at this stage, the best thing to do is to contact Council's Community Development and Facilities. We're located at 12 Little Street in Toowoomba, so they can make some inquiries directly through that facility, the immunisation building, or directly to myself, being the project officer, on the phone number, if I can mention that, 4688 6852.
Well, thanks for that, Eddie. I'm sure that's going to help a lot of people in the community. So that number again?
4688 6852.
That was Eddie Briffer, project officer for the Community Development and Facilities. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burden for Council Connections.